This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In a few minutes, Day to Day's first ever Oscar spectacular preview. First, though, in Iran, religious conservatives retook control of the country's parliament today after elections were held on Friday. But reformists, who had dominated the parliament since elections 4 years ago, are disputing the fairness of the vote. More than 2,400 reformist candidates were barred from running, including some people who are already serving in the parliament. NPR's Mike Schuster's in Tehran. Hi, Mike. What is the scale of this victory by the religious conservatives?
The figures aren't official yet, Alex, but the scale is enormous. Essentially, the conservatives have turned around a 200-seat majority in a 290-seat parliament, a majority for the reforming bloc of the last parliament, and they've turned it into an overwhelming win for the conservative side. But they've done that by preventing most of the reformist candidates from running. So in effect, they had an open field. It was a foregone conclusion. The clerical forces and conservative forces here in Iran are claiming a legendary epic victory, but it's hardly that, given that they didn't have much competition in many seats across the country.
Well, there had been this call for a voting boycott by the reformers and the moderates. How did you think the turnout actually looked?
Well, I don't think that the reformers can claim great success from the boycott. Unofficial figures here that are coming from the Interior Ministry that's supervising the voting process seem to indicate that about 50% of eligible voters in Iran came out and voted. Now, that's far less than the 67% that brought in the reforming parliament 4 years ago, but far more than the 30% that many reformers said that's what they wanted to see before the election took place on Friday. I think that the reason is that many of Iran's voters are disaffected and unhappy with the last 4 years where the reformers weren't able to push through much of their agenda, but not enough of them stayed away to really show that the boycott that the reformers want had taken hold.
So the conservatives are going to be able to claim some legitimacy for this election for the government.
Well, certainly the conservatives will claim legitimacy, and already Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, and others say that it's a great victory for the Iranian nation and a defeat for Iran's enemies, they've been saying for the last 4 days, including the United States. But there are great doubts about this election in the United States. The State Department days ago criticized it as unfree and unfair, and today the European Union did the same. So as much as Iran's clerical leaders want to claim victory and assert this, this election still leaves the parliament in great doubt, or in great question, a political question around the world.
You mentioned that Ayatollah Khamenei, the religious leader, had made a comment about the election. Here's what I'm reading on the wires. He says, the losers in this election are the United States, Zionism, and the enemies of the Iranian nation. It sounds as though there's going to be a tougher stance toward the United States and the outside world.
Well, that's what you would initially think, and I've been talking to a number of political analysts over the last couple of days and raising that question, does this mean there'll be a much tougher stance on the part of the Iranian government, especially toward the United States? And interestingly enough, a lot of analysts say, well, maybe, but maybe not. For one thing, the government of President Mohammad Khatami and the parliament over the last 4 years, being reform-oriented, did want to improve relations with the United States, especially during the late Clinton administration. But conservative forces here blocked them because they didn't want the reformists to get credit for it. There's a good deal of positive feeling toward the United States among Iran's people, and the Iranian population would probably like to see relations with the United States improved, but the clerics didn't want to see the reformists get the credit. Now there may be indications that the tougher, more hardline government might be open to better relations with the United States. The question is whether the Bush administration is. It's not the Clinton administration anymore.
And the other question is, what are the reformists going to do now? It doesn't sound as though their boycott plans and their withdrawal plans have worked out very well for them.
No, now essentially they turn to civil society. Many analysts have told me today that the reformers tried to reform the system from the inside and failed. They tried that. That was the last 4 years. Now they leave the government, they leave the state, and they move into society and try to build their reform movement there. And many analysts told me that they think that there's still plenty of fertile soil to build a reform movement outside state structures and outside the government structure.
NPR's Mike Schuster in Tehran. Mike, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
Happy to be with you, Alex.